Bruchim Abayim, welcome to another week of Parsha Insights, Parshas Truma. It always feels wonderful to give the shir, but especially wonderful when it comes after a couple of weeks of not having had the shir. There's an added gishmak and an added appreciation. Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn the weekly Parsha, of course, not only to get an enjoyment and a gishmak from the Divrei Torah, but more importantly, let's say it as often as we can. Please, my Rabbi, say over the Pshatim on Shabbos. Say it at your Shabbos table. Share it with your family. Share it with others so that the Parsha insights could bring an added Kedusha and an added sanctity to our Shabbos Kodesh. The Shir is sponsored L'Zeicher Nishmas U'L'Ilei Nishmas, your parents, Rebecca Basarina, and Leon Ben Rachel. May their Neshama Torahs have a lichtige, lichtige Gan Eden. Parsha Insights, Parshas Truma. Take a look at the beginning of the Parsha. We're introduced to the Atzei Shitim. The Pasuk tells us, Chof Hei. Mamish in the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Hei. Atzei Shitim, Shitim Wood. Now Rashi tells us a little bit about the Atzei Shitim. Please, Rabbi, say, let's learn Rashi together. Umeayin hoyu lehem v'midbar. From where did they have Shitim wood in the Midbar? I'm sure you're looking inside at Rashi. As I told you, it's in the beginning of the parasha. Where did they have the wood from? Obviously, one of the things that must be bothering Rashi is wood doesn't grow in the Midbar. So here they are building a Mishkan, and one of the most important parts of the Mishkan is the Atzei Shitim. Minayin hoyu Atzei Shitim? Where in the world did it come from? So Rashi tells us, Rabbi Tanchuma says, Yaakov Avinu, please look at Rashi inside, Sofa beruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu saw with Ruach HaKodesh. Sha'asid in Yisrael livnais Mishkan b'Midbar, that we were destined to build a Mishkan in the Midbar. V'hevi arozim l'mitzrayim, so he brought the Shitim trees, even though generally we translate arozim as cedar, but here, one of the types, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah of Gimel Amar Aleph tells us, one of the varieties of this tree is the Shita tree. So he brought it to Mitzrayim, and he planted it in Mitzrayim. V'tziva levonov, because obviously we were there over 200 years. V'tziva levonov, litlom imoim kishayetzum imitzrayim, he commanded his sons to take them when they would leave Mitzrayim, so that the Atzei Shitim would now be ready for use in the Mishkan. My Rabbi Rabbeisai, whether you're listening in the Heichal, or listening on the phone live, or from those who will hear the recording when it's sent out, what would you say is an obvious question that you have on Rashi? Rashi says, since one cannot possibly get Atzei Shitim in the Midbar, and Yaakov Avinu saw that this would be a necessary primary ingredient and a wood for the Mishkan, he took it from Eretz Yisrael, he took it from where he was, he brought it with him, and he brought it to Mitzrayim, he planted it there, and 200 years later they took it out and used it in the Mishkan. In my father's Sefer, Imre Mordechai, my father, Harav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, asks what I imagine most of us are thinking. Why in the world did Yaakov Avinu have to go through the tircha and the difficulty of bringing arozim, bringing Atzei Shitim from Eretz Yisrael to plant them in Mitzrayim, if the fear indeed was, like we suspected in Rashi? You hear the kasha? You should mamish be bothered by it. If the fear was that you're not going to find any wood or any etzim in the midbar because it doesn't grow there naturally, so just take wood from Mitzrayim. We'll be under the assumption that Mitzrayim also had arazim. They had this exact type of ase shitim. Why'd you have to schlep and valgerzich and bring it from Eretz Yisrael and go through the difficult labor and tedious process of planting it in Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael? Just go to Ahmed Boulevard and find yourself some ase shitim and bring the ase shitim from Mitzrayim into the midbar. Rabbi say that kasha should bother you. My father's atzal answers with a famous gemara in a pshat that he used to say over. I know often you'll hear me say, this is a favorite pshat, or this is a classic. What you're about to hear in terms of the binyan and the structure is an absolute masterpiece. The profundity and the exquisiteness of this masterpiece should be enjoyed by one and all, and it should be something that permeates our very being. My father answers with the well-known Gemara that's found both in Baba Metzia Pehei, Amud Beis, virtually the identical Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel. There was a debate between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said that if Chas V'Shalom Torah was forgotten from Klal Yisrael, with the phenomenal pilpul, he'd be able to bring it back. Rabbi Chiya said, I have a way to make sure Shalei Tishtakach Torah Yisrael, that the Torah is not forgotten, but rather will remain for perpetuity. I'll make sure it's not forgotten in the first place. I'm sure we're familiar with the Gemara. We've said it countless times. It's not a guzma for me to tell you that I heard this pshat, which begins with a pshat from the Vilna Gaon and ends with a pshat from Rebbe Aaron Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, that I heard it from my father's atzal hundreds upon hundreds of times, if not more. Rabbi Chiya said, I'll make sure Torah is not forgotten. What would he do? The Gemara that I quoted both in Baba Metzia and Ksubas tells us an entire list of what he would do. He would get the field ready for planting and take seeds and plant them. Those seeds would grow flax. Of course, after he did the Zriya and the Ksira and the Tviya, all of the processes regarding planting, he would then take the flax and he would make a net. From the net, he would capture deer. From the deer, he would use the basar umachilma mi basrayu leyasmi. He would give the meat of the flesh of the deer to the assignment. And from the skin, he would make hide, cloth, and he would write on this one chumash, and this one mishnah, and this one gemara, and then he would take the cloth, and he would go from city to city. He would teach these cheder yinglach seder zrayim. He would teach the other seder mayed. He would have this one teach that one, and that one teach this one. And this way it was an assurance. Shalei tishtakach Torah miYisrael. What a magnificent, exquisite way to make sure Torah would remain for perpetuity. Reb Aaron used to quote the Vilna Gaon, who wondered, why, according to Reb Chiya, did you have to go through all of these steps, 10, 12, 15 steps, the Zriya, the Ksira, the Tviya, the capturing, the Shechita, the making of the cloth, the writing of the Chumashim and the Mishnayos? Go ahead and take a piece of paper and write it down. Or take Svarim that were already printed, perhaps, and share it with the boys. Why did one have to valgerzich with 10, 12, 15 steps? Difficult steps. Take paper, take a pen, write it down, bring it to the cities, and finished. Says the Vilna Gaon Zechusa Yagan Aleinu, and I quote, in order to make sure that Torah will be Loi Tishtakach Mi Yisrael, it will remain for perpetuity, it has to be from the very embryonic stages, from its haschola, it has to be pure. It mamish has to be pure. Reina Torah, pure Torah, without sediments, without impediments, without any of the tuma, chalila infiltrating. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let's stop for a moment and analyze. The Vilna Gaon is telling us that for Torah to remain by us, it has to be Shemen Zayazah. It has to be pure, Reina Torah, without the sediments and impediments of some of the tuma, Rachmana Litzlan, that sometimes permeates the very atmosphere and environment. The Mela says the Vilna Gaon, in order to make sure that Torah would not be forgotten and that Torah would be here for perpetuity, you couldn't just buy paper and write it down. Every step, every painstaking step from the Zriya, the very embryonic stages, had to be Altaris HaKodesh, had to be perfectly 100% pure and holy. And so every single step, from this to that and that to this, had to mamish be Altaris HaKodesh. Because if you have that type of Torah, Lo Tishtakach Mi Yisrael, it won't be forgotten, and it will remain for perpetuity. So says the Vilna Gaon, why Reb Chiya had to do what he did. My father's Atzal would like to suggest, based on this Yisoid of the Vilna Gaon, now you could understand what Rashi tells us. We asked the question, good, you're not going to find any Ateshitim in the Midbar. But why did Yaakov Avinu have to schlep and be Matriach and Valgezuch to bring the Ateshitim from Eretz Yisrael? We asked the question. Take Ateshitim that you already find on Ahmed Boulevard in Mitzrayim and use that. But according to the Yisoid of the Vilna Gaon, that would be entirely unacceptable. You're building the Mishkan. You're building that which is going to house the Luchos HaEdus, that which is going to house the Torah HaKdosha. You're looking for the Atzei Shittim of the Aron, the Shittim wood for the Aron that will house the Edus, the Aron, the Torah of Hashem. That can't come from wood that originated in Mitzrayim. That Cholila cannot be built and predicated and founded on the Yisoid of something that's built and grown originally in Mitzrayim, but rather it has to be that Yaakov Avinu brought it from Eretz Yisrael, a place of Kedusha. It was planted in Eretz Yisrael and grown in Eretz Yisrael, Al Pitaris HaKodesh, with 100% purity. Now that's the type of wood that could be used for the Atzei Shittim, for the Aron, that's going to house the Luchos HaEdus, that of the Torah HaKdosha. Take that, true, was then planted in Mitzrayim, but then that was the wood that was brought into the Midbar. And so might there have been plenty and plenty of wood in Mitzrayim? Probably, very likely. But that wood that originated in Mitzrayim was not Shemen Zayis Zoch. It wasn't perfectly Kadosh, holy, and pure. Mamela, that's the Pshat in Rashi. It's a Maveldik, a masterpiece. He had to take it from Eretz Yisrael so that it should be Atzei Shittim that was Geboit and founded on the Yisoid of purity. That's the Atzei Shittim, like the Vilna Gaon says by Reb Chiya, that could build the Aron and be the wood of the Mishkan. In fact, My father, Zatzal, brings a beautiful proof. When you have something that's based on a purity, it remains forever, for perpetuity. If you take a look, the Gemara of Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, says, you find a little bit later on regarding the Atzei Shittim, if you want to look at it inside, look at Chaf Vav Tesvav. Chaf Vav Tesvav. The Pasuk says regarding the Atzei Shittim, Atzei Shittim Oimdim. What does the word Oimdim mean? They stand? Says the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Whereas the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni were destroyed, that's not the way it was with the Mishkan. Lo Nechrav HaMishkan, Ela Nignaz. It wasn't destroyed, but rather it was hidden. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Atei Shittim Oimdim. Oimdim. Good, you got it, you got it. Good for you. Atzei Shittim Oimdim La'olam Ulei Olamim. Atzei Shittim couldn't be destroyed. You can't destroy something like that. That's perfectly founded. Mitchilas Briyosai Bikdush Ovetara Yesh Bei Koyach Kiyum Nitzchi. Kiyum Nitzchi. Like the Torah Reb Chiya, like the Atzei Shittim that Yaakov brought, it has a kiyum nitzchi. Before we take this masterpiece a step further, might I add one nekuda? I realize that for those who get the weekly news and shmooze, our paper, it's a little bit funny that I'm adding this, but please allow me. Every week I have this chus to put in the Dvar Torah. I hope that the Olam realizes it's not just there to fill up the page. I hope you read the weekly Dvar Torah. And I'll even show you how important it is to me by repeating the line that applies to those who are in the Heichal, those listening live, and those who hear the recording. There are plenty of ways to get the news and shmooze and read the Dvar Torah. This past Shabbos, I put in a pshat, also from my father's Atzal. I have had countless mechanchim tell me that it is the number one yesod and fundamental pshat in chinuch. And since it's such a perfect fit for what the shir is on, allow me to repeat it, even though it's a bit funny because I just wrote it up last Shabbos, so forgive me if you saw it and for you it's chazara, but the fit is extraordinary. We just read in Parshas Mishpatim, Reishis Bukurei Ad Moscha Tovi Beis Hashem Elikecha. Bring your bikurim, your first fruit, to the house of Hashem. Leisevashel gedi b'chalei v'imoi, you shall not cook the kid in its mother's milk, the baby, the gedi. It's the prohibition of basar b'chalav. Meira v'rabbeisai, what in the world do those two halves have to do with each other? Bikurim, that's your first fruit. Bring it to the house of Hashem. What does that have to do with Leisevashel Gedi B'chalei V'imai, the Isser of Basar B'chalav? And as you saw, I wrote up this past week, what is truly the number one fundamental Yisoyin in Chinuch Banim U'Banais. My father's Atzal wants to say that both halves of the Pasuk are teaching you how to try B'siyata D'shmai to raise children. Loisevashel gedi b'chalev imoi. Loisevashel. Don't cook. Don't ruin. Gedi. Who's the gedi? The gedi is a reference to your little child. B'chalev imoi. Even when the child is as young, b'chalev imoi, and it's still nursing from its mother, loisevashel. Don't ruin the child by exposing them to places and music and things and literature that's inappropriate. Don't ask somebody at the age of 3 when chinuch begins. It began 3 years ago. Loi sevashel gedi b'chalev imay. Don't ruin and set the child, rachmanu litzlan, up for failure Even the child that's young and still nursing from the mother, be careful. Don't expose them to foreign places and literature and music and things and concepts that are contrary to the Torah. Chalila. Rather, what should you do? Reishis pekulei admoscha, tovi beis Hashem leikecha. Who are your bikurim? Who are your first fruit? Who are they? Your children. Reishis, the first place you should bring your children, the first place you should bring your bikurim, tovi beis Hashem leikecha. Bring him to a yeshiva. Bring him to a kailo. Bring him to a beis medrash. Bring him to a shul. Bring him to a shir, obviously within reason. We know the mother, Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua was born, she would take him in the little basket and the little stroller and bring him to the doors of the beis medrash so the words could hear, Vos zokt Abaya, Vos meint Ravina, Vos is the machoikis between beis Hillel and beis Shammai. Don't tell me the child is only 6 months or a year and a half. What does he or she understand? But it permeates and affects the child. Expose your children to pure, proper, holy things, places, literature, music, shiurim, batei medrash, batei kesiyos, batei tefillah, shiurim, etc. Now that's a pshat. In fact, it's keeping with what it says in Tehillim Lamed Daled, Sur Me Rav Asei Toiv. Stay away from bad, Asei Toiv, and do good. The Sur Me Rav is Leisavasho Gadi B'Chalev Imai. The Asei Toiv is what you should do. Reishis Bekuri Admoscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. Bring your kinderlach and expose them to Gedolim. Do you know how many times I mentioned last week, Ma'ever Abbas, and I'll say it again. Last week, we in the North Miami Beach Kehillah were privileged that Echad Mizikne Deirenu, Rosh Hashiva of Mir, Reb Yitzchok Ezrachi, Shlita, he should have Arichas Yomim V'Shanim Tovim Aruchim, a year in his 90s. Reb Yitzchok Ezrachi Shlita Miziknei Rosh Hashiva Shebedeirenu was here in North Miami Beach for a number of days. He spoke in our shul a number of times. Who will ever forget the kinnis tefillah and atzeres that he held but a week ago for the Matzav in Eretz Yisroel? 40 minutes of Tehillim he led. You thought it was mamish. The koilos who broke in the chatzitzrais. The Kol Shofar that we needed to hear. And I begged people, even if you don't understand Yiddish and you don't understand Hebrew, come to the Shiurim. Bring your children and Einiklach to the Shiurim. Reishis Bekurei Admoscha Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. Let them see such a Yid, such a Gogol, such a Rosh Hashiva, one of our Manhige Hadar. That's what you expose yourself to. You fully understand Hebrew. You don't fully understand, but you understand Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha. Now let's go back to the psukim regarding the Atei Shittim. I'm sure you recall that when I told you the Gemara of Reb Chi and Reb Chanina, I told you there's the Pshat of the Vilna Gaon, which we just spoke about, and then Reb Aaron Zeichet Tzadik Mikolish of Racha has a different question and a different Pshat, and that's the way my father's Atzal in this Mimer in his Sefer concludes the piece. If you take a look, and please do it with me, Perek Chavav, Posuk Chavches, Chavav, Chavches. The Pasuk here is teaching us about what is known as the Briach HaTichon. V'habriach HaTichon B'soich HaKiroshim. This was the middle bar of the beams. The Briach HaTichon, the middle bar, the central bar, the bar of strength, known as the Briach HaTichon. If you take a look, and I ask you maybe to do this yourselves, take a look at Targum Yenison Ben Uziel. Not a difficult thing to do. Take a look at Targum Yenison Ben Uziel on this pasuk that I just quoted, Chavav Chavches, the Briach HaTichayim, and I quote, Targum Yenison Ben Uziel wonders, where did the wood for this strong, middle, central primary beam come from? Says Targum Yenison Ben Uziel, the Briach HaTichayim came from the Elon, the tree, and the Briach HaTichayim was that central beam that was Maimid and Mechazik, all of the other Krushim. It came from the Elon generations earlier that was Natua Al Yedei Avram Avinu. Now, of course, you know which tree I'm referring to. Vayita Eshel. Avram Avinu planted a tree generations earlier, that famous tree. That wood for the Briach HaTichayim that supported all the others, says Targum Yenison Ben Uziel, came from the wood. Is this extraordinary? From the wood of the tree of the Eshel that Avram Avinu planted. Why? Why? And that brings us, as we start concluding the shiur, to the other question that I didn't yet get to with Reb Chiya. Did anybody notice that in the 10 or 12 steps, every step was for the perpetuity of Torah, but one step seemed to be a side, something not directly relevant? Anybody recall which step that might have been? He planted, he harvested, he sowed, he made the flax, he grew the net, he captured the deer, he did the shechita, umachil mi basrayu liyasmi, he wrote the Torah and the Mishnah on the cloth, and the rest we know. What in the world is that middle step? Umachilna mi basrayu liyasmi, he fed the meat to Yisraelim, to orphans. Does it make a difference what was done with the meat? Does it make a difference if it was put in the freezer or put away for a future dinner? If I'm looking for things to be built with holiness, if I'm looking for a tyrant to have a kiyum nitzchi, what difference does it make what's done with the meat? Dr. Baron Zeche Tzadik V'Kol Shavracha, Umachilna mi basrayu liyasmi is an act of chesed. And in order for Torah to have nitzchias, it has to be Torah's chesed. And I want to make something crystal clear. Reb Aaron is not saying that there's Torah and that there's a side dish, a side order, that there's also chesed. For Torah to have nitzchias, for Torah to have a kiyum nitzchi and to be for perpetuity and never to be forgotten, it has to be a Torah that's built with chesed. Chesed. Torah's chesed al-shayma. And since this Gemara is speaking, says Reb Chiya, to make sure Torah's not forgotten, one of the most critical and crucial step, if not the most, is umachilna mi basrayu liyasmi. Because giving the meat to Yisraelim is an act of chesed. And chesed is what makes the Torah have nitzchias and a kiyum la'olam ul'olmei olamim. Now we could answer the question from Targum Yenison Ben Uziel. My father says, and this is what makes it the crowning jewel of the masterpiece. This is the Briach HaTichayim that's to be the central beam of everything else. And Targum Yenison Ben Uziel said, where did it come from? The Elon of the Eshel that Avram Avinu built. What was that Eshel? What was that Eshel? A regular tree? What does Eshel stand for? Al Shin Lamed. Achila, Shtia, and either Lina or Levaya. It was the ultimate tree of chesed. It was the ultimate tree of chesed. Its very wood was saturated and permeated with the chesed of achila, giving the archim to eat, shtia, giving them to drink, lina and levoya, giving them a place to rest and escorting them. The quintessential tree of chesed was which tree? The eshel of Avraham Avinu. That's why, says Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, the Bria Chatichoim had to come from the wood of the tree of the eshel. Why? For the same reason Rav Aaron says, U'machila mi basrayu liyasmi. Because giving of the meat to Yisraelim is a chesed, and that's what gives Torah nitzchias. We're building the Bria Chatichoim, that which is going to support all of the other beams, that which is going to house the Eidus Hashem, the Aron, the Eidus, the Torah, HaKadosha. Says Targum Yeris and Ben Uziel, for the same reason, U'machila mi basrayu liyasmi, it had to come from the wood of the Eshel of Avraham Avinu, because that was the paradigm of a tree that was built of Achila Shtina Liyah Levoya Chesed. That Chesed had to be the wood of the Bria Chatichoin, so that the rest of the Mishkan and the Kroshim and the Atei Shittim will indeed allow the Eidus Hashem and the Torah to be a Kiyam Nitzchi. And that's why the Bria Chatichoin had to come from the ultimate tree of the Eshel of Chesed, so that the Chesed should allow the Torah to have Nitzchias. I think it was perfectly accurate for me to have referred to this Maimer as an absolute masterpiece. That we not only learn Torah, but we live a life of Torah's Chesed. We have to make sure when we show our Bikurim, Reishis Bikurei Admos Katovi Beis Hashem Lekecha, hear me well, Rabbi Isai. They don't just see a home where we talk and learn and live Torah, but Chesed as well. Chesed as well. Toidas Chesed al Lashayna. Tovi Beis Hashem Lekecha. That must be the home that we should be Zaycha to raise our family in. They'll see the Torah. They'll see the Chesed. They'll experience both. And in that way, we should talk about Zaycha that the Torah will be a Kiyam Nitzchi, La'olam u'li'olmei olamim.